Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sunwave Gas and Power Mets postgame show, WCBS Mets Radio Network, as the Mets drop a 3-2 ball game against the Dodgers here tonight. Final totals for LA, 3 runs on 9 hits. No errors, 8 men left on base. The Mets, 2 runs, only 3 hits, just 1 after the second inning. No errors and 4 men left on. Kenley Jansen got the win. He's 5-3. Seth Lugo suffered the loss, now 6-4. Kenta Maeda picked up his second save. A 3-hour, 12-minute game, 31,521 here to see it. LA is now 97-54. They have the best record in the National League, 4 games better than the Braves, and the Dodgers trying to get that number one seed in the National League playoffs. Meanwhile, the Mets are now 77-72, 4 games behind the Cubs for the second wild card spot, 3 behind Milwaukee, as the Mets have now just 13 games remaining in the regular season. The highlights tonight brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Zach Wheeler retired the first 6 consecutive batters that he faced tonight. The Mets against righty Walker Buehler would put their leadoff man on in the bottom of the first as Jeff McNeil drew a walk, but Pete Alonso bounced into a fielder's choice and Michael Conforto hit into a double play. It was in the second, though, when the Mets would get to Buehler. A walk to Robinson Cano got the Mets rolling, then J.D. Davis singled to right in front of Brandon Nimmo.
Nimmo lines one fair on the chalk down the right field line, and the Mets will take the lead. Cano is in around third, digging for the plate. Davis, relay throw to the plate, not in time. He slides in safely. Nimmo goes all the way to third. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0 as Brandon Nimmo, working a typically deep count, fouling off pitches, got one to drill, and he put it right on the chalk down the right field line for a 2-run double.
It ended up being called a triple as Nimmo made it all the way around to third on that throw to the plate. First 3-base hit for Nimmo this year, plating 2 and giving the Mets a 2-0 lead. But the offense went to sleep after that Nimmo triple. In fact, Dodger pitchers would retire the next 15 consecutive batters before the Mets finally got 2-1 in the 7th. Robinson Cano singled with 1 out in that 7th inning, and J.D. Davis was hit by a pitch. The Mets did not get another hit, though, in this game and only had that 1 Cano single after the 2nd inning. Walker Buehler only lasted 5, had just 1 strikeout tonight. The Dodgers probably just protecting him a bit as they think about October. But the Dodger bullpen was up to the challenge of keeping the lead intact as this game went along. As for LA's offense, well, didn't muster up much against Zach Wheeler. They did strike for a run in the top of the 4th, though. Max Muncy singled with 1 out, rather singled with nobody out, and then advanced to 2nd on a ground out off the bat of Chris Taylor. 2 batters later, it was Corey Seager delivering for the Dodgers. Seager's a line drive, left center, a base hit. Coming in to grab it, Davis on a bounce, runner heading for the plate. Davis' throw is on target, runner is safe at home. Muncy gets in, sliding around the tag of Ramos as Davis, who has got the best arm in the Mets outfield, charged that ball, fielded it on a hop, and then threw a one-hop strike to the plate as Ramos caught the ball, straddling the plate. He had to backhand it, so it was a little bit to the first base side, and Muncy coming in on the back end of home plate was able to get that lead foot in before the tag from Ramos up around his belt as Seager drives in a run, and the Dodgers are on the board. It's 2-1 Mets. The Dodgers lead the National League at 2 out RBIs. That would come into play later in the game as the Mets lead was cut to 2-1. Zach Wheeler, though, would stay on top while he was in there, although he did allow a leadoff double in the top of the 6th, but then he struck out the next 3 consecutive hitters, including Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, and Cody Bellinger. More strong work from Wheeler in the 7th with 2 men on and 1 out. He punched out both Kike Hernandez and pinch hitter Matt Beatty to win the inning. Wheeler struck out 9 as he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. As soon as Wheeler came out, things got dicey for the Mets. Justin Wilson walked the first batter that he faced, Jed Jerko, in the top of the 8th. As Jerko was pinch hitting for Jock Peterson, Jerko then advanced to 2nd on a balk, ended up at 3rd on a wild pitch. Although Wilson rebounded to strike out Max Muncy, he left a pitch out over the plate to Chris Taylor.
2-1 the count. Now the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit right center. Lagares going back, way back onto the track. It hits the top of the wall. It's a base hit. In to score the tying run, Jerko. Going to 2nd is Taylor. He's in standing with a double, and the Dodgers have tied the game 2-2. And he did not miss a home run by much.
Game tied on Taylor's double. Cody Bellinger was then intentionally walked. Wilson struck out Corey Seager. And Seth Lugo threw one pitch in the top of the 8th. It was a hanging slider that Will Smith almost hit out of the ballpark, but he flied out to deep left, sending this game to the bottom of the 8th. Then Kenley Jansen worked a 1-2-3 inning, and it was quickly back to Lugo in the top of the 9th. He retired the first batter, but then Kike Hernandez doubled. Lugo then struck out Edwin Rios, and he was ahead of Jed Jerko, 1-2, but he left a pitch out over the middle of the plate for Jerko to do some two-out damage.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball up the middle. Base hit going into center field. Hernandez hits 3rd. He's coming home. He's going to score standing. Lagares' throw goes to 2nd. And on at 1st with an RBI single is Jed Jerko. And the Dodgers have taken a 3-2 lead.
So Jed Jerko provides the heroics for the Dodgers with a base hit up the middle, a 2-out, 2-strike single, knocking home Kike Hernandez. And for Jerko, a batter of just 183 this season entering tonight's play, a game that he didn't even start, ends up playing a huge role, scoring the tying run in the 8th, driving home the go-ahead run in the 9th, and tonight's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. So the Dodgers, a 3-2 lead entering the bottom of the 9th inning. Adam Kolarek would retire the only batter he faced, Michael Conforto, who was 0-for-4 tonight. In fact, McNeil, Alonso, Conforto, and Ramos all combined 0-for-15 in this game, with Alonso working on an 0-for-20 slump and McNeil 0-for-his-last-12. But the Mets would get some chance with a 2-out walk to Robinson Cano from Kenta Maeda. That was Joe Panik coming off the bench, a guy that's had success against Maeda and the Dodgers in his career, but it wouldn't be happening tonight for Panik.
Now the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3, a changeup in the dirt. Smith tags Panik, and the ball game is over. The Los Angeles Dodgers come from behind. The Mets led 2-0 early, but the Dodgers with single runs in the 4th, 8th, and 9th have defeated the Mets and dropped New York 4 games behind the Cubs and 3 behind the Brewers for the second wild card spot of the National League. In the 9th inning for New York, no runs, no hits, a walk, 1 left. The final score, the Los Angeles Dodgers 3 and the New York Mets 2.
Not tonight for the Mets, as they end up with just 1 hit after the 2nd inning in this game, and that really was demoralizing for their chances to win this one, as they end up on a 3-2 loss to the Dodgers in this game. The Mets didn't hit any homers tonight, but for every home run they do hit, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. The Dodgers take 2 out of 3 in this series. They've won 18 of their last 22 against the Mets. The Dodgers have really handled the Mets well ever since losing to them in the division series 4 years ago. And for the Mets to get to the division series again this year, which would be likely a trip to L.A., they'll need to win a ton of their final 13 games, as the Mets will start a very important final road trip tomorrow night in Colorado.